My lifestyle before was more conventional. I did a lot of factory work. I was working shifts in a jam factory for 9 years, making jam and pie fillings. It was a very repetitive lifestyle. I had a house, had the car, had the income. I wasn't completely satisfied with where I was going. So I decided to get in touch with various conservation bodies, and I ended up volunteering for them, coppicing, doing various other work in return for learning other skills, using billhook, using chainsaws. So at the time, working in the factory, I bought the woodland and I was still working a night shift in the factory and then during the day coming back here. So it was a hell of a jump from that environment in the factory to the woodland. Eventually something had to give. I was working too long, too many hours, and the job in the factory had to go. It was a scary moment after 9 years, but I knew what I wanted, and I wanted my lifestyle to evolve around this woodland as it now does, and I've never looked back. Living in the woods itself can be very hard day-to-day life to keep warm, particularly in the winter. We have to chop wood, bring the wood in every day to cook our food. The same, we have to chop wood. It's very arduous, but very, very rewarding to know that you're heating fuel comes from the wood. You've cut the tree yourself, it's dragged out by a horse. Working horses in the woodland is an old way. There wouldn't have been any other way. Moving timber about the wood had to be done. It's a very low impact way of managing the woodland. A tractor is heavier, it only has a certain amount of control. The horse is so nimble, the damage created by the hooves is very minimal. It's there one winter and gone the next. The tractor ruts can stay there for years. The horse became available about a year ago. And Joe and I, my wife, have been learning. We're still very inexperienced. The horse is teaching us a lot. Most of it about looking after the horse and appreciating that it has its own moods and wants and needs. A tractor you turn on, jump on it, drive up and down the hill, as long as you keep the fuel in, it's fine. A horse has a personality, he has its needs and they come first really. If it doesn't want to work on a day, then it's not worked. It can be frustrating, but we take him back to the field and do it another day. Since Joe has arrived, we've created a vegetable patch. Our idea is to be more self-sufficient from the woodlands. We also collect mainly Joe woodland herbs for making soups and salads, mainly in spring. Young hawthorn leaves, oak leaves. So from that point of view, it's not just about growing additional crop and managing what's here. Stuff's already here to be picked. It doesn't need managing. You don't need to grow everything, because throughout the year there's mushrooms, there's rabbits and pheasants there. So a lifestyle together is more to do with garnishing what's here as well as growing what we haven't got. It makes a very enjoyable life together.